You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. Thank you again, as always, for listening and downloading and continuing to put up with me reviewing Rogan's podcast. I really appreciate it. Thanks guys. All right, today's episode 1308, Eddie Bravo. He needs no introduction. What is there to even recap about Eddie? Love that guy. Lunatic for sure. Fantastic jiu-jitsu practitioner, I would also say yes, no doubt. Owner and runs 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu, which is a pretty badass place. And one of Joe's really oldest friends in a lot of ways. And probably pretty responsible for Joe's role in the UFC, you know, in a lot of ways. Because Eddie had a bit of a back roll to that stuff too. But anyway, their conversation was wild and hilarious and went into conspiracy theories, as you can imagine. So let's get it going.
Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want?
So Eddie was quite excited. There's a new Mexican heavyweight boxing champion of the world, Luis. That dude beat the piss out of Anthony Joshua. Came out of nowhere, huge underdog. People did not expect him to do well. Obviously, Eddie is a big supporter of that. He says, no matter what, when it comes to boxing, he always supports the Mexican fighter. As you would imagine, you know, I mean, I'm English, but I don't always just support the English fighter. I have my favorites, but then I've lived in the US a long time, so I often just support the US fighter as well. But Eddie did say when it comes to MMA, though, regardless of nationality, he always supports the jiu-jitsu practitioner, which is kind of cool because he's taken away like the nationalism of it and he's just going into the skill set that he loves. He supports kind of that end of it. Again, if you guys are into boxing at all and you have not seen the Joshua fight, definitely check it out. There's a lot of videos of it on YouTube. Whether they're the full fight or just highlights or whatever, but it was a great fight, and it's going to be really interesting to see how that rematch goes. Luis, the heavyweight fighter, is good. He's really good and a super chilled guy. I mean, he's been on Jimmy Kimmel. He's been interviewed quite a lot since then, and I really like him. He's like really down to earth and just very grateful, and seems like a nice dude. Doesn't seem like a huge shit talker. He just gets in there and goes to town. Joe talks a little bit about running hills, which I don't think Eddie does training-wise. But because of the dangers out there of mountain lions and all the rest of it, and I was hiking the other day, Joe talks about having a knife on him. And when I was hiking, I thought, oh shit, I don't have a knife. You probably don't need one, right? But there are mountain lions in the hills here, and people have been attacked, though it is pretty rare. What you would be able to do with a knife, who knows, but you got a better chance having something, and it doesn't hurt to have that on you. Is it paranoia? Maybe, but it's a little safety too. Because I was out there hiking with my girlfriend, and I thought there would be nothing I could do. It's probably nothing you can do with a knife, but there's a lot less you can do when a mountain lion rolls up on you, and you're just like, oh shit. I mean, you are in their world. So I like that he throws that out there. At least he's thinking in that way. He's always thinking of like keeping himself safe. I think it's more that than paranoia. You see it with his like doomsday prepping thoughts, and like when he's like Joe will often talk about, you know, how to get out of LA if there's like a big earthquake or everything kind of collapses. It's like a safety mindset, and I like that. It's kind of like the mindset of a true martial artist in that sense. Talking about weird and wild shit out in nature, the giant snakes, the pythons in the Florida what is it, the Everglades? They're eating everything. And Joe's brought this up a few times. I don't know where he's hearing all of this from, but it sounds crazy. How the fuck are they going to take care of the snake issue? If any of you guys are downloading from Florida, hit me up with an email and let me know what's going on out there. I'd love to hear it from one of you guys, just to be like, you know, get a first-hand report of what people are having to put up with. Like, are snakes just showing up everywhere? Is it going to be a crocodile, giant python death match every day? Who knows? Who knows? They jump onto conspiracies, as you imagine, CIA conspiracies, or just any conspiracies when it comes to Eddie. Of course, he falls back into flat earth stuff. He can't help it, you know? He's just so locked into that idea, and I just find it fascinating. It almost seems like it was just, how should I put it, like not a phase, but like just a trendy thing for conspiracy theorists to do for a while. It seems like a lot of people have dropped off on that one because it's so ridiculous in so many ways, and it just doesn't make a lot of sense. And you know, maybe Eddie could do some like physics classes, or like have a sit down with a physicist, or just someone that can kind of explain that it's very provable. And Joe makes a good point. He, on this podcast, you'll hear him say, and he brings it up a few times, he's like, Eddie, this is not your area of expertise, right? So Eddie is an expert at jiu-jitsu. So when it comes to matters of jiu-jitsu, yes, Eddie should be the guy that talks about that. He should be the guy that speaks to it. But he's not that for whether the earth is flat or not. So he talks a lot about his reasoning for it is like, this is what I see. This is what I can prove. I'm waiting for proof, like scientific proof, XYZ. But it's not like he's doing the actual firsthand research that tells him that it's flat. He believes a lot of things that he's seen on YouTube. And it's interesting what he chooses to look at and believe, you know? In a weird way, I kind of admire it, because he really sticks to his guns at things he believes in, regardless of what other people are saying. Now, yeah, it can lead you down a slightly dangerous route, but also how Joe says it, and like it's a characteristic of Eddie, is that is what makes him good at jiu-jitsu as well, in a lot of ways, because he questions what he sees. And if it doesn't make sense to him, he wants to explore it and find it out firsthand instead of just taking people's word for it. But you should take people's words for it, especially experts. The world is probably round, people. It really probably is. They switch gears a little bit because Joe wants to get off conspiracy theories, and I'm glad that they did, because that's a rabbit hole that gets a little exhausting sometimes. But they start talking about Tony Ferguson. Obviously, Tony trains with Eddie. He's a badass UFC fighter. He's coming back, and he just beat Pettis after a really bad knee injury. So good for him to come back and just dominate like that. And Eddie's talking about how smart he is. His like fight IQ is very high. You show him a move once, he gets it down. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he's ready to, you know, perfect that move. It just may take him a few days, where it could take other practitioners like 6 months. And people do learn like that. Like, even when I do jiu-jitsu, there are people that just learn very, very quickly. And that's such an advantage, because you don't have to waste time kind of forgetting the nuances of a move. You just get to lock it in as a new tool and then get out there. And definitely that's what makes him so dynamic. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think Poirier fights Khabib next, and that's for the belt. And then after that, I'm sure Tony's going to have a go at Khabib, and that's going to be the fight, I think. That's going to be an incredible fight. So I'm glad he's back, and I'm glad his injury didn't take him out for, you know, years and years. It's pretty impressive what kind of surgeries and rehabilitation people can go through now to get themselves really moving again. And I love that, you know. It's such a shame when a great fighter is out for a long time. I mean, look at Cain Velasquez. Think how many fights we've lost with that guy. Such a powerful, incredible fighter. And now he's injured again. Who knows if he'll be back? What was it, Ngannou knocked him out, and he kind of blew his leg out too? Or I don't know. But yeah, he's injured again. And that might be it for him. I think he's done. Lastly, they finish up with Eddie doing comedy. Eddie has been up at the Comedy Store quite a lot more, and he's really getting into it. He's putting his set together. I've seen him before a couple of times. I think I saw him first when he just started to come back, and he was a little shakier. His set was kind of all over the place, but he did have some moments that were pretty funny, and he's got a lot better because he stuck at it and kept working it. And it's really impressive to see. It's a very difficult thing to get good at, you know, but he's working with Sam Tripoli, and they have their Tinfoil Hat podcast, and they're doing a bit of a tour with that. And obviously Sam's brilliant. He's a bit of a legend at the Comedy Store and very, very funny. So that's a good combination for Eddie to learn from, and just a fun time. So it'd be interesting to see how their little tour goes and how their dates go. And it's really always a pleasure to watch somebody improving at stand-up comedy. And, you know, Eddie's in a great position. He knows so many great comics that why not take advantage of that? But that's it for that one. Check that podcast out. Eddie's hilarious as always and truly a unique individual. So guys, thanks for downloading. I appreciate it. Take care.